now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys are coming off a very impressive 7-1 victory last night over West Kelowna. Seven different goal scorers get on the board. Overall, what did you like from the performance?
Yeah, it's always good to score seven and everybody kind of get in on the action. I just liked how we played. The most important thing is we only gave up 24 shots against, I think. Obviously, it's a little bit of a carryover from last weekend. Like I said it before, I thought we did some good things last weekend, but maybe didn't get rewarded for it on the Sunday. And obviously, we kind of carried a little bit of that into the game yesterday, and we got rewarded seven times for it. So, really good effort yesterday. But obviously, we're facing a really, really good team here today that's going to play a little bit different. So, a little bit more like PG. So, we got to be ready to play hard and get into areas we're going to score goals.
And an area that's been very successful, your team, is the second period. Over the course of the last six games, you guys have scored 14 goals over that span. What makes that second period so special? Is there anything that changes in the locker room, or is this just something that comes over time?
Honestly, I have no idea. I wish we would do that all three, to be honest. But, yeah, I don't know what it is. I think maybe a little bit. Sometimes our group wants to kind of see how the other team's playing, which isn't a great thing. I wish we'd kind of just come out and play our own way and kind of impose our will. So we got to get better at our first period, especially at home, because you can drive teams away a little bit in that first period. But obviously I like the second and third periods. I like scoring in the second period. I like scoring in any period. But like I said, we do need to kind of gather our starts and make sure we're ready to start on time and make sure that we can obviously do the same things in the first as the second.
And a similar situation to as last week in the second half of the back-to-back against a bigger squad, and Matthew Borgo and Jaden Greer come back into the lineup for you guys here tonight. Is that just in terms of the matchup, getting bigger bodies in, and how do you expect them to play here tonight?
Yeah, we're in the fortunate situation. We have 14 healthy forwards right now, and it's going to be a dogfight for ice time. And guys that deserve to play are going to play, and guys that maybe we need to see more from are going to not play. So it's up to guys to come into the lineup and keep those jobs. And then it's the guys that aren't in the lineup's job to push from there and make sure that when they do get in, they don't give those jobs up. So it's going to be a healthy competition here all the way to the end, and I think that's a good thing for the team. I think that's a good team thing for the players, is when they have that internal competition. So we're going to see who wants to play, and we're going to see who doesn't.
And a couple different lineup changes last night for you guys. The top line for you guys, Ryan Gillespie, Nathan Mackey, and Brandon Santawana, seemed to form chemistry very quickly for you guys. Got a goal right off the bat. What is it about those three play that come together and make such a great line?
Yeah, I think they kind of play similar in certain ways. I mean, you got Gilly and Mack who can get up and go and are going to play hard. Santa's going to play hard. He can make some plays. So I think they complement each other pretty well. Something that we just kind of threw together this week. So hopefully they continue to do well together, and hopefully that can kind of be a line we can depend on all the time.
And last question for you, squaring off against the Coastal Conference leading Nanaimo Clippers, a big team, obviously. What's the key to success here tonight?
Yeah, it's we haven't seen them in a while, so watching them play, they play hard. Their record is what it is for a reason. So a team that has a lot of experience from going to the final last year as well. So veteran group that's going to play hard. It's going to be a good test for our group here, see if we learned anything from when we played PG last weekend, because these guys are going to be just as heavy and play us just as hard. So it'll be interesting to see if we're willing to get to the areas and we're willing to get inside ice against these big guys. So I think it's going to be a heck of a game, and hopefully we can give our best.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Nanaimo Clippers, Colin Burkus. Colin, you guys coming off a big 7-4 victory last night over the Wenatchee Wild. You guys had four unanswered goals in the second period. What did you like overall about the performance from your group?
You know, it's the first time in a while we've had a long road trip, so we definitely had the bus legs to start. Even though we got up there early, got a skate in, we just weren't ourselves in the first, and we're outshot 10-1 to start the game, down two, so not the way we drew it up, that's for sure. We talked about it, kept our composure, talked about it in the first intermission, and then I thought we had a whale of a second period. Got back on top, and then didn't look back.
And for your group, something that's been very prominent throughout the whole season, your power play, batting at 24% throughout the season, another power play goal last night. What is it about that specialty team group that is so special for you guys?
Well, we have cohesion on both units. So, you know, unit one, so-called unit one, you know, it's three guys that have played together for 2 years, really five guys that have played together for 2 years. And then on unit two, you know, we have three French guys that have become best friends since they got here. So there's definitely some cohesion there. And then on the back end of that second unit, it's Murner and Cameron, and they're both from Nanaimo and grew up together. So I think really it's not so much a coaching thing or an elite talent thing. It's just a cohesion.
And a player that's been really prominent for you guys this whole season and last year as well, Kai Daniels, 50 points on the season. He was at the BCHL All-Stars game as well. 2 points last night. What is it about his game that makes him so special and he's able to elevate himself in these big games?
He's consistent and competitive. He's not going to pull guys out of their seats with big, crazy rushes and crazy electric goals or anything, but he cares about winning. He scored, not only does he have 50 points, but they all seem to be important points too. He has a real drive to win, a drive to produce, and he brings it every night, so he's just been super consistent.
You guys went to the BCHL Finals last year. Obviously a great building point for your group moving into this year as well. You continue at 30 wins already in the season, first place in the Coastal Conference. What is it about your group that you've liked so far? And maybe the last 15 games here, how do you guys make that final push to the playoffs?
Well, we returned 12 from the finals last year. 11 from the finals last year. And, they got a taste of it. They want to go back. Our staff's the same. It was the time of our lives going on that run. We want to enjoy it again. So we got to, half the roster was there last year. So they want to go back too. And they just keep each other honest. We built a culture here in Nanaimo, and those guys are carrying it forward. And the new guys are on board, and you see them doing the same things that made us successful last year. They're starting to do it now. So, hopefully we continue to get better and stay healthy and can take another run at it.
And my last question for you here, only meeting on the season with Sam and Arm, obviously a great opportunity to get on the road here, go into an arena that some of your guys have never played in before. What's the key to success here tonight?
It's just going to be winning our races, winning our battles. It's I did a lot of video prep for this game, and it's two teams, similar skill set, maybe a little bit more skill on your side of the ice, but systematically we play very similar games, so it's going to be effort and execution and two evenly matched teams, and whoever does that better will win.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.